This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Let's welcome Pastor Dr. Louis Emmanuel as he blesses us this morning.
All the glory must be to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give
Father, this morning we give you all the glory. Lord, we are grateful because you are faithful. We thank you for the privilege we have to hear you. We thank you for the joy of redemption and the residency of your Spirit within us. Lord, we ask that today you take us into deeper waters. Open our eyes to see. Open our ears to hear. Open our hearts to gain understanding. And let everyone under the sound of my voice, directly and indirectly through the virtual world, receive a word from you, clarity from you, and we give you the glory in advance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and the saints of God say and shout a big amen. Amen. Let's celebrate the man of God and the woman of God. You may please be seated in God's presence. I want to honor all the men and women of God in the house. I got a lot of feedback yesterday also from different platforms, and one thing that was like common to a lot of feedbacks that I got was, are you sure you'll be able to finish the 7 points? That's what I kept getting. So a lot of people were saying that, and I was like, okay. And then two pastors contacted me and were asking for the outline of the message. So I'm like, okay, so I told my guys, can we make this happen? So they said they can do that. So they did a lot of work. So the outline, there is a manual that I used to train on these. So the manual is now on my website for free download. So you can download that. So just go to www.olumideemmanuel.org/voice. olumideemmanuel.org/voice, then you download the brochure. And what we've also done is I've taught this in the church for, so we have a part 1 to 6 of this, where everything was concluded. So it has also been put on my, I think they've not been able to complete that. I think they said they were able to get to part 1 to 3, but you can keep going back. So if you go to my YouTube channel, Dr. Olumide Emmanuel, that's DR, at DR Olumide Emmanuel on YouTube, the part 1 to 3 was uploaded overnight. So, but part 4 to 6, they will do that later because we're actually in the midst of a major conference now. So you can go back to the YouTube and get that version in case we are not able to finish. I see they've given me some more time. So I have 1 hour, 15 minutes. Let's see how far it goes. Praise God. Okay, so yesterday we began the journey on understanding the voice of God, which is one thing that every believer needs to understand in order to maximize their possibilities and be the best version of themselves. Because the ability to hear the voice of God is one of our greatest leverage and our greatest asset as God's children. And I shared with you how that was one of the things that God helped me to understand early that has helped me. Recently, I was sharing with some ministers and someone was asking, because I'd gone to minister somewhere, and someone did not believe that I was going to come because they felt that the place was too small. That Olumide Mane will not come. How can you get him to come for this kind of small meeting? So I actually made it because I was there. And then there were a lot of pastors there, and when we're after the meeting, we're sitting down, and then one of them asked me a simple question. He said, "Sir, I didn't believe you would come." He said, "Why did you come?" That was that, big people like you don't come for small meeting like this. And I said, "If you know where we are coming from, you will know that even for them to invite you to come and talk to one person is grace. It's grace." You see, one of the things that people don't realize is that a river that forgets its source will easily dry up. It doesn't take God anything to take you back to where you're coming from. Hello, it doesn't go and ask Nebuchadnezzar. God had to take him to the school of animal science to teach him common sense and teach him humility. I say, if you know how many days and nights we're crying, "Oh Lord, announce me, let my voice be heard. Oh Lord, announce me," then God will now announce you, start charging people. God now announces you, start putting bureaucracy, you start determining where you can go, where you cannot go. Jesus went to the world to preach to one person. That one person impacted generations. So I was telling them about there are many things that we have learned early that has helped us. So I say to you today, if you plan to fall, don't bother to rise. Don't bother to rise if you plan to fall. Hello, just remain small in one corner. Because it's better for you to be messing up in one corner than for you to go there, because great shall be the fall. It will be worse than Humpty Dumpty. And there are things that we learned very early that has helped us. As a minister of the gospel, be careful of women, be careful of pride, be careful of money. If you can undo those ones, then your journey will be very far. You will finish where you finish strong. And that's why this is very important, because it's part of the things that we learned that has helped us. Because as you begin to go higher, people teach you how to succeed, but they don't tell you the dangers of success. There are many temptations that will never come into your life as a poor man. Poverty will not bring that kind of temptation. But when you become rich, you will know that there are levels of temptation. So when you say a man is humble, he's not humble. Every poor man, poverty humbles you. Say, "Yeah, I'm humble." Go humble. When you see money, then we'll know whether you are humble or not. So hearing the voice of God, understanding the voice of God is part of the foundational stroke that you need to have with that. Once that is settled and you stay in that lane, you stay in the frequency of the Spirit, it will help you all through your life so that you can finish well and you can finish strong. I can look back the last 33 years in ministry, 35 years in the kingdom, and I can see people that we started together. I can see people that over time, one thing or the other has happened, because sin will take you farther than you are willing to go, cost you more than you are willing to pay, and keep you longer than you are willing to stay. You will disappear. They will be looking for you. They won't find you again. So please, let's take this serious. It's very, very important, because I believe that once the church is able to understand this and believers come back to that place where we have a personal relationship with God, it will help us. Now listen, and listen what I'm about to say so that you get this. I am not against the move of God that we are seeing all over the world, especially with reference to all these morning prayers and online prayers that are going on. I am not against it. I believe it's a move of God. But if you are sensitive in the spirit, it's actually also a proof of the shallowness of the church. Hello? It's actually a proof of the level of shallowness of the church, that you have to wake up early in the morning to join a prayer meeting to pray. It means you don't have a personal time with God. Because if that time, you should be praying your own personal quiet time with God. But you have time to join because you don't have your own personal time. So you are using all this platform now as a crutch to support your lack of willingness to go deep into God. So while they are powerful, there is a massive revival that is shifting. Be careful that you don't lose your personal relationship with God, because like I told you yesterday, one of the reasons why he wants to speak to you is so that you don't become a second-hand Christian, so that you will not be following echoes. So 7 questions that I needed to answer as a young man, and God helped me to get the answer, and it's still helping me on my journeys. Number 1, does God really have a voice? And we got the answer yesterday. Number 2, does God want to speak to me? We got the answer. Number 3, do I really want to hear the voice of God? We got the answer. Number 4, why have I not been hearing and understanding the voice of God? And that's where we are. So I will continue from there so that we can see how much ground we can cover. So why have I not been hearing the voice of God? In order to hear the voice of God, number one, you must have a relationship with God. And that's where we stopped yesterday. You need to have a relationship with God. The Lord is my shepherd. So you must be a sheep. My sheep hear my voice. So you must be a sheep. That means there must be a functional relationship between you and God. The Lord is my shepherd, not our shepherd. Olorun mi, not Olorun wa. When Jesus was talking, he said, go to your God and my God. So you have to come into that place where you have a personal, functional relationship with God. So you are not hearing what somebody said. You are hearing what God has said. And the reason why a lot of us are not hearing is because we are not sheep. We are goats, we are cows, we are pigs, we are peacocks, we are snakes, we are parrots, we are penguins. And that's what we saw. Number two, still on the fourth point. Why am I not hearing the voice of God? Number one, there must be a functional relationship between you and God. Number two, you must have an understanding of God and yourself. You must have an understanding of God and yourself. And I want to spend time here because this is a part that will really help us. Now, please listen. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. When you read some portions of the scripture, some versions, it will say God is spirit. Now, be careful when you are reading different translations of scripture. When you say God is spirit, it means that everything that is spirit is God. So God is spirit. Yes, he is a spirit. But it's better for you to see it from the point of God is a spirit than to see it from the point of God is spirit. Now, when you say God is spirit, it's not wrong. But I want you to look at it from the point of God is a spirit, because that helps you to know that there are many other spirits. But I hope you know that there is no spirit but of God, in the fact that, in the sense that if there's any spirit, he created even the devil that became, you know. So, but see, from, so that you understand, that's why we call it Holy Spirit, because there are unholy spirits. Hello? That's why it is qualified, Holy Spirit. When you are qualifying something, it is suggestive of the fake being available. So when that woman went to the husband and said, Elisha has been going through that city, and every time he comes, they will entertain him in their family. And after a while, the woman went to the husband and said, I perceive that this is a holy man of God. Now, all men of God are supposed to be holy. For her to say, I perceive that this one is a holy man of God, it means they have had encounters with unholy ones. So she now needs to convince the husband that this one is different. Since he has been coming, he eats, he prays, he go. He didn't prophesy what we didn't ask him to prophesy. He's not giving me contrary proposal. Because there are men of God that will go to family where they are believing God for the fruit of the woman and convince the woman that it is only their manhood that can open the gate. And when people are desperate, they become gullible and stupid. I don't know if you are seeing all this, because in church now, you'll be sure. So forget all this man of God, all this reverend, pope, apostle, all this title does. You don't let title move you. There are some dangerous guys in town now. They are not fearing hell or heaven. They just want to live on this earth. And if you are gullible, they will carry you along on the journey. Hello? That's why you are waiting. Hello? Yes, God. Thank you. Baba, how are you? I'm here now. Your children are here. They are phoning God. And you believe. Hello? So God is a spirit. But guess what? You are a spirit. Now, so why are you not hearing? Number one, you need to have a relationship with God. Number two, you need to understand God and understand yourself. God is a spirit. You are a spirit. The communication is spirit to spirit. So when you are not in the spirit, you can't get it. So let me break it down. So God is a spirit. You are a spirit. Now, you are not a human being having a spiritual experience. You are a spirit being having a human experience. Now, the only reason why you are here today is because you have a body. A body as thou prepared for me. In order for you to function here on earth, you need a physical body. That's why we call it the earth suit. If you want to go to space now, you will need to wear a space suit that gives you license to operate there. So you are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. So repeat after me. I'm a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. So if God is going to speak to you, it is spirit to spirit. So let's now go deeper and break it down. So God is a spirit. When he's speaking to your spirit. If you are not born again, your spirit man is dead. When you are born again, you have a functional relationship with him. Your spirit man is open. But in that your spirit, you have three compartments. We're going deeper now into this thing. Then in your soul, you have four compartments. Then in your body, you have five compartments. And if you don't understand these things, you will now see how, when we, if we ever get to how to differentiate between voices, this will now help you again. Now, so God is a spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. Now, when you read Romans 12, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you do what? That you present your body. So please, let's do a test. Please, ma'am, present your diary to me. Present it to me. So you've presented it to me. Now, please, who gave me this diary? She. So that means she's not the diary. In order for her to be able to give me the diary, she has to be different from the diary. So when you say present your body, it means you are not your body. You are spirit Olumide, present body Olumide. So he doesn't talk to bodies, he talks to spirits. But when your spirit is dead and he tells you present your body, say body no be wood, you'll be misbehaving. Because you don't understand that you are not a physical body, you are a spirit. And God will not be talking to your flesh. So when you come to church and the keyboard is good and the sound is good, I feel the anointing. You don't feel anointing. You sense anointing. But your body can feel it when the atmosphere is right. But if you now respond to that, I feel the anointing. It means that I can use keyboard and a good voice to manipulate you in a service. To do what God is not telling you to do. Because you are not sensing God, you are feeling God. Do you understand? That's why we have people that by virtue of the gift of God, like Lucifer, they can make us feel good. And we ignore their lifestyle because of how they make us feel. And then we fall in love with them. And even though their life is contrary to scripture, we fall in love because we are falling in love with what makes us feel good. You can't tell me you don't know fornication is wrong, but it feels good. The Bible even says there is pleasure in sin. Even Bible supports you. Say pleasure, why? But it's temporal. Hello? So you are a spirit. You have a soul. He says, I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body. So it's three compartments. Now in your spirit, you have three compartments inside your spirit. One will now break it down. So that's your spirit man. As a portion of it called the conscience. Now, your conscience is the voice of your spirit. Now, that's your spirit man as conscience. That's your spirit man as umpire or intuition inside. That's your spirit as worship compartment inside. Now, so when you are a Christian, there is a depth of prayer you get to. Where you are praying in the spirit. You can be praying in the Holy Spirit and you are still conscious of your environment. You are still conscious that your wig should not fall off. Your eyeglasses should not fall off. You can be praying in the spirit. You can be praying. Your body is involved. Your soul is involved. Your spirit is involved. But your spirit has not fully entered. But when your spirit takes over, you forget where you are. You are praying. You don't even care whether kata is coming out. You don't care whether you are weak as well. You are deep in it. You are going. Now, at that point, your spirit has taken over. All the flesh, whether how you look, what people feel about you, whether there is packaging or decor, it doesn't concern you at that point. Even if your skirt shifts like this or your tie is like, you are not thinking. But if you are doing it and you are still able to adjust, oh, it's your spirit. So, in that your spirit, there is a worship compartment. So, we can be in church. And we're worshiping God. as we lift up our voice and we're worshiping, and you begin to open up your spirit to God, that part of you that is doing that worship is in your spirit. It's called the worship compartment. But while you are doing that, if someone, listen to this now, if someone wants to enter the row where you are sitting, and an usher touches you, you suddenly feel a break. Now, when they touch you, you will still be singing, but you see that something has disconnected. It's because that part of you that worships has been disconnected. But because your mind knows the song and your mouth is still working, you will still be singing the song. You won't miss lady, but your spirit has been disconnected. I get it. So there is a worship compartment. But while you are doing that, you may be worshiping and worshiping and worshiping, and there are things that God wants to deal with in your life. While you are still worshiping, and they are singing a song, and they take another song, and they take another song, all of a sudden, the lyrics of the song needs to minister to you and change something in you. And then the other part of you, that is the intuition, now begins to say to you, you are worshiping. That's why I told you. So for instance now, if for instance now you are in church, you are worshiping God. If he watches over every sparrow, how much more will he love you? How much more will he love you? And as you are worshiping, we are worshiping. And there are issues you have been dealing with God. You are wondering, God, why didn't you give me this job? God, I lost that visa. They told me to go. He told God, while you are worshiping, all of a sudden the intuition begins to tell you, I really love you. If you understand what I'm saving you from. And then because that, these are two compartments inside your spirit working. Now, while that is going on, you'll be hearing things that will help you to go into the place where you begin to cry, or you begin to feel like, yeah, Lord, yes, Lord, have your way, Lord. Why? All these are happening. But there's also a third part that is called the conscience. The conscience is the voice of your spirit. While you are worshiping and that part is doing its job, you might see someone that is owing you money. Enter service, or someone that is on you, entry service, and is wearing three-piece suit like a penguin going nowhere. And all of a sudden, you open your eye, you see, you are worshiping, you know, but your mind, you're like, Jemilu won't wear suit. Where will he pay? And then your conscience will say, you don't do that. You are in church. That's, so in your spirit, you have three compartments. And that three compartments is very, very important. And with your spirit, you have God consciousness. And the voice of your spirit is your conscience. Now, in your soul, you have four compartments. Your mind, your will, your emotion, and your intellect. Now, your mind is the central processing unit of your system. So every information that you have ever had, that you will have or you will ever have, is stored in your mind. That's why when you get born again, you don't forget your name. When you get born again, you don't forget your house address. When you get born again, you don't forget your phone number. Why? Because all the information is stored in your mind. So even though your spirit is now reborn, when your spirit is reborn in salvation, even though you are 35 years old, you are now a 35-year-old man with a one-day-old spirit. Because the spirit is not the body. You see, the growth of the spirit is not the same with the growth of the flesh. Because 1,000 years is like a day before the Lord. So you can get born again today, and in a matter of 8 months, 1 year, 2 years, you can grow in the spirit and overtake 35 years of carnal living. So your soul has your mind, which is what stores information. Now in your soul, you also have your will, which is the ability to choose. In your soul, you also have your emotion, which is the ability to feel. In your soul, you also have your intellect, which is the ability to think. So when it comes to hearing the voice of God, you don't rely on your thinking or your feeling. Are you getting it now? Because those things are soulish activities. They are your soul. You don't rely on the fact that you have information that you have stored. This is the way. When a man is doing this, he means this. If he's doing this, he's cheating. If a woman is doing this, you just read all these things that mess up your mind. Now, once you understand that, now the voice of your soul is reasoning. That's the voice of your soul. So the voice of your spirit is your conscience. The voice of your soul is reasoning. And then with your spirit, you have God consciousness. With your soul, you have self-consciousness. So you need to go to the school of self to understand yourself. And that's one of the things that our brother man of God was teaching us. Known self, unknown self, hidden self, open self. Okay. You need to understand, because that's the reality. Everybody has a blind spot. So once you understand the spirit, the soul, then in your body you have five physical senses. And we know that because we have all the eyes, seeing, hearing, smelling. Now, but the body gives you world consciousness. And the voice of the body is feeling. So now, why are you not hearing the voice of God? Number one, because you don't have a functional relationship with him, which you should. But when you have a functional relationship with him, you now need to understand this. Because even though your spirit is alive, because as a Christian, please listen, you are saved, you are being saved, you shall be saved. Those are the three dimensions of your salvation experience. When you get born again, you are saved from the power of sin. So your spirit man gets born again, sin can no more have dominion over you. But the influence of sin is still around you. So you are being saved from the influence of sin. That is the second dimension of sanctification. And sanctification is the process of the renewing of your mind through the word of God, so that as your spirit is saved, your spirit can overrule your mind, so that your soul will not block your spirit. So if we look at it in projection, so if spirit is here, soul is here, body is here, and the spirit is saved, that means for the spirit to walk, he has to go through soul. He has to go through body. That's the problem. So many of us, there is something happening in your spirit. But because you are not following sanctification, you are not praying, you are not fasting, you are not reading the word, you don't have quiet time, you are not a member of a church, you are not hearing the word. It means that your spirit is saved, but your spirit remains a kindergarten spirit. No word. And then your soul is still messed up. So every time your spirit is saying this is the way to go, your soul will say, but that's not wisdom now, because you are reasoning it out. How can I just go and apologize to somebody that offended me? How? He's the one that offended. I'm the one begging. You know, because see, when you enter the kingdom, in this kingdom, things are done in reverse. In Christ Jesus, everything is already done. So he completes the work, he comes and promises you what he has finished. If you don't obey him, he has already finished it, but you won't see it if you don't obey. He won't tell you what is in the middle. He will tell you what he has. So he promises you the end from the beginning, but you must trust him in the process. In this kingdom, you believe before you see. You don't see before you believe. In this kingdom, if you say you don't have, you actually have. You give because everybody have. Hello? Read your Bible very well, and please be a student of the Bible. The Bible says, to him that has, more shall be given. But if you complete this thing, it says, to him that has not, even that which he has, only income. To him that has not, even that which he has shall be taken. It means that when you say you don't have, you actually have. But because you say you don't have, you say, even that one that you say you don't, you have. They will now take it for you to know you have. Hello? So it's in reverse. So when you understand this, your spirit is saved, your spirit is growing, your spirit, then you need to now go to the soul and begin to deal with the soul. So that you will begin to read books, renew your mind. All those Mills and Booms, Sidney Sheldon, all the blue film you have watched, all the things you have sat down, no man, never. What my mother went through, I will never go through it. All women, all men are scum. Women are after your money. Don't tell women. All those African mindsets, all those Kana mindsets, you begin to renew your mind, because when God speaks, those things will block it. They will block it. Now, you heard Pastor. It's not me that said it. Why did he want to marry that other? His passport. Passport. So it was not the voice of God, but it was the voice of the soul. Agbari in here now. Wisdom, common sense. But the Bible says there are two kinds of wisdom. There is the wisdom of man, and there is the wisdom that comes from above. So let him that lacks wisdom ask from God. And the wisdom of God can now tell you, that one is the one you take. Say, this one. And you begin to use your brain to calculate. It doesn't work like that if you want to hear God. So your body now has feelings. So you see a lot of people, if they don't feel it, they don't obey it. If they don't feel it, they don't necessarily. So a lot of believers have reduced their walk with God to the realm of feelings. So for you to say, why am I not hearing God? It's because you are not submitting to the Spirit. When you go beyond the flesh, it doesn't have. And are you ready for this? Every time God speaks, it will always be contrary to the flesh. It will always have to cut you. It will have to bring you to broken level. It's always like, it will always be contrary. Say, fast. Now, think about it. Do you know that if I tell you now, many of you can go a whole day without eating, nothing will happen. But once we declare fasting, 8 a.m. tomorrow, you are hungry. Why? Because the Spirit declares, the flesh contends. Do you understand? And in order for you to now subdue the Spirit, you have to now go into fasting and prayer. So if anybody is telling you, hey, don't fast, don't pray. No, fasting and prayer, they all have their place. You need to subdue the flesh. So other one, you are saying, hey, but it not be good. You know, these sisters, the way they dress, they are tempting us. No, they are not tempting you. Your mind is the sexual organ, not your penis or your vagina. It's your mind. If you tell me they are seducing, it's because they open bread. No. Why can the nakedness of an 85-year-old woman give you erection? Is she not naked? It's because your mind tells you there's nothing there. So it's not really your organ. It is your mind. That's the sexual organ. So stop all this nonsense. Sometimes I say, those of us that are living right, is it that we have it? No. It's understanding you need. He said they are not dressing. Let me ask you a question. All the cows and the goats and the dogs in Lagos, are they wearing dress? Are the dogs not naked? Are the goats not naked? Are the cows not naked? Why are you not seduced by a naked dog? It's because in your mind, you're an animal. So whenever you see a woman opening everything, it's an animal woman. Just tell yourself, okay, I want jari. Sit there. You just use that to deliver yourself from bondage. Hello? Look, once you have understanding, it will help you. Listen to me. Cheap things are exposed. Expensive things are concealed. When you go to market and you see cheap things, banjo, buy two, buy three. But when you go to one to ask for expensive, they say it's in the store. They will go inside to bring it out to show you when you are serious. So whenever you see any woman opening cleavage, pushing breasts, doing coasting and all those nonsense they are doing, they are cheap people, cheap. Uncle or Johnny, you are not a customer. It's appointed unto man wants to die. It's an appointment. Don't keep that appointment. Reject the invitation letter. Hello? So do you understand that now? Okay, so let's go deeper. Can you celebrate the man of God for giving us this opportunity? Because many churches are not ready for teachings anymore. It's preaching. Take it, receive it. Just making noise. Touch three people. Hey, touch five people. You have done it for 10 years. See your life. So, it has to be what? Spirit to spirit. So, why are you not hearing him? It's because you need to understand that it's a spirit to spirit contact. Hello? You are not hearing and you are not understanding. Now, listen. Let me just mention this and then I go to number five. Frequencies and channels. Now, while we are here right now, there are different airwaves, different frequencies here. But now, if you pick up a transistor radio And then you tune to a frequency, you start hearing different voices. Now, if you tune to BBC, you start hearing the voices. You tune to Star FM or whatever, you start. Now, they are here, you are not hearing now. Not because they are not here, but because you have not tuned to the frequency. But once you tune to the frequency, what happens? You begin to hear the signal. That's the same way it is. If you tune to the spirits, you begin to hear the sound of the spirit. You begin to hear the voice of the spirit. But when you are always in the flesh, hey, how I feel, you don't know how I feel. And now, listen to me, I'm intelligent. Let me tell you, that's not the way you to reason now. No, you see, when you are operating on that realm, Holy Spirit does not contend with people. He will just step aside. When you come to the end of yourself, you will return to the Father. Hello? So we need to note this. When you put on your TV set, there are many channels. But the channel you tune to or you flip on is the one that will be speaking to you. That's the same way it is. In a world of many voices, there is a call of many choices. And they are all trying to get my attention. But I've made up my mind to look up to you and hear your voice. And that's the way this thing works. Is there anybody here that does not understand Yoruba at all? You don't understand Yoruba at all. Kiloruko, you don't understand. Okay. What? You don't understand. Now, mo fe ko wa fo sapo mi gbogbo to wa nbe mo fun e. O gboro alami ororo ma ni mi. Mo le fun e nle, mo le fun e nle, nkan kan da ni sele. Mo ni le pot, mo le fun e bayi wa de do ni le le ni. O fe. Now you see how many of you that understand Yoruba are confused and wondering what's wrong with him. That's how the voice of God operates. Now, you know what? Because you don't understand. Now, did you hear me? Yes, you heard. But did you respond? No. Why didn't you respond? Not because you didn't hear, but because you don't understand. I said, come, put your hands in my pocket. Any money you see, I give you. You did not come. I say, I'm a man of God, though. I can bless you with car. I can bless you with house. I can bless you. I have plenty of house. I can just give you one of my estate now. And you become a landlord. You didn't come. That's how you wonder how people are doing it with ease and you are struggling. Because instead of you giving attention to God, to hear him, to understand him, the Bible says, be wise, sharpen your axe. If the axe head is dull, you will be exacting many energy, crack it out dollar. In vain today, wake up early in the morning, they come back late at night to come and eat the bread of sorrow. I'm busy. January to June, oh busy. They say 7 days fasting and prayer, you are still busy. What has January to June produced in your life? Are you not supposed to step aside, shut down everything? As a CEO, as a businessman in this nation, you are either in the secret court or you are in the secret place. You need at least 3 days personal retreat on a monthly basis as a CEO to command the market to respond to you, because there are market forces that determine what happens. But you are so busy doing branding. You are so busy doing social media adverts and nobody's responding. You have 1,000 prospects, not one customer. And you are just going around the circle. Why? Because you refuse to come to the secret place and hear the voice. When you understand the voice, he can tell you, don't do anything for the next 30 days. Just be in the office, be training your people, be building capacity, employ new people, begin to train them. And you are wondering, train them for what? Say, just obey. You now employ 30 people. You are training them. No customer for 30 days. But God said, train them. You keep to it because you heard. And then 30 days later, a multinational invites you and they need you to start work in 3 days. You now know why you have been training people. I can tell you stories upon stories upon stories upon stories. How a lot of believers have become millionaires and billionaires by the voice of God. And how many people are struggling because they think we are joking. Why are many people not here? I'm in the office. I can't make it to morning session. I will come in the evening. All the office you have been going from January to December. Where is the result? You are a Christian. The unbelievers are leaving office. They are telling lies that they are sick. They are telling lies that their mother is sick. You are a Christian. Are you not supposed to go and say, sir, Last year, you gave me an award as the best staff, or you gave me a recommendation, you promoted me. One of the reasons why I am valuable to you is because of my relationship with God and the values that I keep. I don't lie like people that say they are going to hospital, but I'm going to the secret place where I have a 7 days boot camp in my church where we're going to fast and pray so that I can be a better staff. I need time off. If you have been a good staff from January, closing by 7, the day you now say, this week I want to close by 3, they will answer you. But if you are a useless staff, that you are a Christian that is a shameful person in the office, you are the Christian, you are the gossiper, you are the Christian, you are the late comer, you are the Christian, you are the one that will not meet target, how will they now give you time off? How can you tell your boss in Lagos that there was traffic? Are you all right? Should not matter, there is traffic. What else do we have in Nigeria? What else? There is traffic. That's not an excuse. That's irresponsibility. I say, I'm sorry, sir. It was raining. Are you all right? Only 2 seasons. Dry season, wet season. Oh, in America, no winter, spring, summer, and fall. Oh, it's raining. It's raining. Is that an excuse? Hello? When you are looking for a job, you beg to apply. I beg to apply. Orisheto will form union. Now you have gotten the job, you are forming a union. If it's easy to start a company, why did your grandfather not start one? If it's easy to start a company, why did your father not start one? Somebody start company, employ you, putting food on your table, you are misbehaving. Tisha Babolo, where Tonsi see you, Allah, a dini, who has bewitched you, all foolish Nigerians, is a spare for you to be fighting your destiny, empire. Somebody pay your salary, pay your house rent, you are still doing humbuga. Hello? Lift up your hands to heaven in 60 seconds. Lord, give me understanding that I may live. Just pray that in 60 seconds. You can pray it in the Holy Spirit. Give me understanding. Give me understanding, Lord. Give me understanding that I may live. Lord, give me understanding. Good understanding procureth favor. Lord, give me understanding. Give me understanding. Oh, give me understanding. Now lay the hand on your head and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Let the windows open. The Bible did not say open sky. He said open heavens. Thy heaven over thy head. Lord, let the windows of my heavens open up. Let there be free connection. Let there be free connectivity. Yadosha. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's continue. So whatever you don't obey, you don't understand. The reason why he cannot obey me, the reason why he's not responding is because he did not understand Yoruba. So no matter what you say, no matter what you teach, if people don't understand, they can't respond. So the problem we have is lack of understanding. And guess what? Teaching is what brings understanding and discipleship. Preaching does not disciple anybody. Hello? Preaching. Preaching inspires. Preaching motivates. Preaching challenges. But only teaching develops and disciples. So man of God, men of God, please, I beg you. Maybe when you are starting out, you are trying to prove to them that you have revelation. But please, as long as you are a pastor, one of the greatest things I miss now as a pastor that is now called to the world is the ability to preach in series. Because me was sinly, so I can't have time to do series. But listen to me, I do part 1 to 10, part 1 to 8, precept upon precept line. Where are you rushing to? You want to preach a different message every Sunday. You are not a guest minister, it's your church, they are your children. Hello? You have to take them step by step, teach. But teaching is very tedious. And many pastors are mentally lazy. So they don't want to do the job. You go and copy message online. And you go and copy somebody's message. You now begin calling, she said, except the word has become flesh. It won't work. Hello? So let's begin to teach. Let's go back to discipleship. There's problem in the church. The future is very bleak. Many of these younger people, there are three groups of them. There are some of them that are on fire, looking for God. They want to experience God. And yet we have no fire to give them. We are giving them nothing. And then there are some of them that they don't want the God that you have. They just want to blow. And anything that blows will disintegrate. Bomb, blow, balloon, blow. You don't blow, you grow. So please, let's go back to teaching and discipleship so that we can help people. Because, just well. Number 5. How can I hear and understand the voice of God? Question 5. How can I hear and understand the voice of God? Number one, you must be prepared and sensitive. You must be prepared and sensitive. It's something you must consciously tell yourself, I don't want to respond to the flesh. I want to respond to the spirit. Number two, you must have a regular prayer time with God. We call it quiet time in our own days. Quiet time. Just have morning devotion. Have a time. Whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, whatever works for you. Have a time when you are alone with God, just studying the word, praying, worshiping, spending time with God. When you look at Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1 to 3, Habakkuk 2, 1 to 3 says, I will stand upon my watch and I will set me upon the tower or upon the rampant and I will watch to see what he will say to me. Somebody say, see what he says. So words paint pictures. God will speak, but you will see. I want to see what he will say, not I want to hear what he will say. Because as you are praying in the spirit, the pictures are coming and he's speaking to you, and you are seeing picture. When I say apple, you don't see apple, you see an apple fruit. When I say car, you don't see car, you see a car, and that paints a picture. Say, I want to see. So you need to do what? Prepare and be sensitive to. Yeah, number two, have a regular time and be expectant. I will watch to see what he will say. That means as you are praying, you are expecting him to speak. Are you ready for this now? Are you sure? If God cannot hear you, you cannot hear God. If God cannot hear you, you cannot hear God. So every morning, God should be hearing you. As you wake up every morning, even before you stand up from the bed, once you have become conscious that you are awake, start. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for a brand new day. Malabosh, kabaranda. And then you stand up, you begin to go to where, if you have a closet, you go. If you have your Bible by your side, your devotional, you start to, if you need to put on a music to help you, and you begin to worship with your best worship, and then you go like that. So as God is hearing you, then he will speak to you. So you need to understand, if you don't have a regular time of communing with God, whether you are in the car, you are in the office, just be praying in the spirit, just be communing with him. That's how you continue to hear him, because it keeps your spirit alive. So when you look into the word of God, the Bible says in Luke chapter 3, verse 21 and 22, Luke 3, 21 and 22, John the Baptist came and many people were coming to be baptized. But when you look at, as Jesus was coming, the Bible says, as Jesus was being baptized and praying, everybody came to be baptized. But when Jesus came, he came not just to be baptized, but he added prayer to his baptism. Then the heavens opened. The heaven did not open over those who were baptized. The heaven opened over those who were baptized and praying, asking for God to respond. And he said, this is my son. So Jesus was there. Lord, as I'm being baptized, confirm your call upon my life. Lord, let it be evident that you send me here. I don't want to be like every other person. Separate me from collective captivity. Oh, 1,000 shall fall by my side, 10,000 by my right hand. No evil will come near my bed. Lord, as I'm being baptized today, let the rod of the wicked not rest upon the lot of the righteous. He began to pray and God said, hey, this is my own son, in whom I am well pleased. Please, believers, read your Bible very well. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus has never won any soul. Jesus has not won one soul. Jesus has never performed one singular miracle. Jesus has never done any crusade. And God said, in whom I am well pleased. God is more pleased with your lifestyle than your actions. So all this competition and doing things that you just make everybody can hail you. But is God well pleased with your life? Because let me tell you something. Go and read your Bible very well. Oh, your chapter 10, chapter 11, chapter 12 is with man. When Joshua began to conquer, he was conquering cities, conquering nations, conquering kings. And that's what's happening. We see men conquering territories, but we don't know whether they have conquered the flesh. But if you look at chapter 13 of the book of Joshua, verse 1, he said, now Joshua was old and well stricken in years, and there remained many more lands to be possessed. So if you look at chapter 12, you call him a success. But only God has the chapter 13 of our life to know whether you are even halfway to where he sent you. So Jesus began to pray. So as you pray, as you commune with God, as he's hearing you, it gives him the liberty to be able to come. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord moved, and then God spoke. So the Spirit must move. There must be a move from you to attract and inspire a move from God. So please work on your soul. Work on your soul. The soul is a major problem. Work on your soul. I don't know if I said this last year, but you see, in that your soul, there is a mind. Because that your mind is a storage. There is so much power in your mind. Okay, let me do this. To let you see the power of the mind. You see, in your mind, there are three windows. One window opens to the past. Another window opens to the present. Another window opens to the future. Now, inside that your mind, the window that opens to your past is the memory window. It replaced the past. That's why someone that has died 10 years ago, you can remember, oh, mama, mama, and you begin to cry. Why are you crying? A window was opened to bring back the past. Now, when you are someone that lives in the soul, it will be difficult to hear God's voice. Because every time you meet a man that is supposed to be your husband, and his name is Kola, and the guy that is disvirging you and you did abortion 11 years ago is Kola. Once you hear Kola, if you have not renewed your mind, what will come that Kola? Ah, what today? Kola, Kola, Wale, Konkoshi, Wale, this one. You know? So you begin to fight the Kola. You won't hear God because your mind has been polluted because the person is bearing the same name. But do you know there is a way? You will have renewed your mind. When the guy say Kola, you will just wait. It is as I come. The guy Kola Loruko, boy, now you will now be remembering later because you have dealt with the soul. So in that your mind, there is a memory window. There is a window that opens to the present. It's called your contemplation window. That's why you're able to quickly contemplate what to do with the information and the experience you are having. It's all in your mind. And that's why if you are someone that operates based on the mind, when the Lord speaks, God doesn't shout, and then God doesn't continue to repeat himself. Tunji, 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 no. So you're in the midst of the service, and you're just worshiping God, and he just drops it randomly. And said, that sister on the third row, just go and give her 10,000 and just say, God bless you. You heard it though, then your mind will take over. What if you go? She says she doesn't need any money. What are you doing now? You are contemplating. You are now using your mind to try to. You are now at that point, Holy Ghost man called fear learning. He doesn't struggle, he just keep quiet. Because you have spoken. Every other thing you are doing. Because the first voice is always the voice of God. The second one is the devil or your mind trying to contend with what has been said. That's why unbelief is not doubt. Unbelief means you don't believe. Doubt is to believe and give it a second thought. That's why unbelief is for unbelievers. But when you doubt, it's a sin. He hates that. He said, why did you doubt? Not why did you not believe. He said, why did you doubt? It means you believe. Why did you give it a second thought? When you now started allowing your mind to interpret the spirit, what is step it down to carnal level. You have stepped it down from spirit realm to carnal realm. Now there is a third window there that is the imagination. Now that third window is supposed to be used for you to see. You see, the mind of Christ, don't forget, I'm talking of your mind. There is a mind of Christ that overrules your mind. So when God speaks and you see from the mind of Christ, you will be seeing things that will come as a result of obeying what he says. But when you listen to the mind of you as a man, what happens is you now begin to say, hey, what if I give her now 20K? That means I will not be able to buy that gas. That means your mind will begin to see out that by virtue of this 20K I'm going to give now, it means that I can't dry clean my clothes. It means I'll have to trek. You will now begin to imagine vain things. And then it becomes a distortion. Hello? That's what the Bible says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Praise God. Let's go to number 6. Number 6. So how does God speak? How does God speak? So let's look at 7 or 8. There are so many ways, but let's look at 7 or 8 and see if we can wrap up with that. If not, we'll move to 7. Okay, so how does God speak? There are many ways that God uses to speak to us as his children. But we'll explore a few of the basic ways due to time constraint. Number one, God speaks through his word. God speaks through his word. That Bible in your hand is not ordinary. It's the word of God. It's the voice of God. It's the mind of God. So don't wait for any other voice. Start with that one. If you obey everything in that one, you'll be good. You'll be good. So God speaks through his word. In Daniel chapter 9 from verse 1 to 3, I, Daniel, understood by books. Why? God has prophetically declared that the children of God will be in bondage to the, what we call the Babylonian captivity, and after 70 years they will be brought out. 70 years came and gone. Nobody was reading the book to discover that captivity was over. But by reading, he got understanding. So as you begin to read the word, you begin to hear the voice of God from the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse number 1. The word of the Lord came unto me. The word of the Lord came unto me. So as you read the word of God, now let's go deeper again, Bible study. Now the word of God is called the Bible. There's an entire curriculum on what we call biblical exegesis. So biblical exegesis is the careful systematic study of the word of God to discover the original intended meaning so as to rightly apply it for the now. So you need to understand inductive Bible study, deductive Bible study. You need to understand Bible translations, Bible versions, Bible terminology, Bible history, a lot of things. So when you say Bible, the word Bible is from the word Bible. It means a compilation of books. And there are 66 of them divided into Old Testament and New Testament. The word testament means covenant or will. So Old Testament, old will. Old Testament, old covenant. New Testament, new will. New covenant, new testament. So now, when you are reading the Bible, the word translated the word of God are in many levels. Old Testament was written in Hebrew and Aramaic. New Testament was written in Greek. So there are words. So the word graphe. That's graph plus E. G-R-A-P-H-E. Graphe. Now, that word is translated scriptures. So when you hear it, it's like search the scriptures. That's graphe. But now, in the same word, we have what we call logos. Now, logos talks about the written word. So logos is both what is written, and Jesus is also the logos of God. Do you understand now? Then you have what we call rhema. Rhema is the revealed word. So from the written word, there can be a revealed word. So you are reading the Bible, you are reading a portion of scripture, and all of a sudden, out of that portion of scripture, a part of it just what jumps out to you. And that becomes God's word to you to understand what God is saying. So I'll give you an example. Many years ago, while growing up as a young believer, we got born again on campus, came back to Lagos, and then in the 90s, I've been in ministry a few years by then, was already an assistant pastor, 1992, was work director of missions, Moisel World Evangelism, was part of the pioneering of a church, 92, I was an assistant pastor there, and then this ministry came to Lagos. And it was rocking, and they were carrying young people. And then all of a sudden, they started a Bible school. And in the Bible school, they said there's one Africa invasion program. They will send everybody abroad. And people were joining. Jackpot has been on for a very long time. Jackpot has been on. It's not be today. There was jackpots of the 80s, jackpots of the 90s, all kinds. Then, we all went to collect form. We collected the form so that we can go and fill it, and go for the Bible school so that they can post us to the ministry. Then, as my custom was, now I've known what many of them did not know. So I carried that form. I got back home. I laid it on the table in my mother's house. I laid it there. And I put it there and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, shall I pursue? This is the next thing that I desire now. Everybody's doing it. I'm a young man. This man is anointed. If I enter there now, they will post me. My grace will flow. Lord, speak to me. And I just prayed and I slept. When I woke up the next morning, in those days, we used to use what we call Every Day with Jesus. It's a particular man by Seven Youths. That was my devotion at then. So that's what I used to use before we went to our daily bread, and now it's open heaven. We hear Baba every morning. So now, listen, I just woke up the next morning. I prayed in the night. I slept. I didn't. As I woke up the next morning, I was reading, and the Bible study for that day was Matthew chapter 2. And he said that the star came, and when the star came, the wise men saw the star, and then they followed the star, and then they went into the house of Herod, and the star disappeared. And then when they came out, the star appeared again, and I heard it clearly. If you go, your star will not shine. I heard it clearly. If you enter that ministry, your star will never shine. So follow your star. The next day, I carried the form. I tore it. We met. Guys, I said, I'm not going. Say what? I say, God said, if I entered that place, my star. Are you saying that man is Herod? I didn't say that. You are the one interpreting. It is me God spoke to from the Bible. He's speaking to me. I didn't see anybody's Herod. I didn't say. He told me, don't go. Your star will not shine. That if you go, any number of years you spend in that ministry, it is whenever you come out, your star will start shining again. And I told all of them, I said, bye-bye. Let me follow my star now. And fortunately, unfortunately, I'm still following my star. Many of them are nowhere to be found. Because in those days, they told us it's not by education, it's by revelation. So many people actually dropped out from year 3. Many people in medicine left medicine in year 5 and entered. Fast forward, the same minister came to tell them, if you don't have first degree, bye-bye. And then they came out empty handed. Olu, I want to be an assistant pastor. Olu, she branch, some main branch. Why? Because me ahead. Imagine that I didn't hear. But did I hear from any other source? No. It was through the word. Why? Because I had a quiet time. Why? Because I had a personal relationship. Why? Because I had a devotional that I was having with God. So when you are talking of the word of God, there are different ways to approach the word of God. There are 7 approaches to the word of God. We don't have enough time to offload that. You can read the word. You can study the word. You can meditate on the word. You can memorize the word. Let me stop with 4, since it's a free meeting. You didn't pay. Hello. Hello. So now when you read, reading gives you information. You can read. You know, we used to read the same Bible in the days of CRK. And we know the story. John, first missionary, Paul, first missionary journey. So we know the story, but it doesn't mean that you're born again. We used to read it in the days of my book of Bible story. So reading gives you information. It doesn't mean it will transform your life. But there's a blessing in reading, for blessed are those that read. But guess what? Studying the word of God gives you understanding. So when you read, you gather information. When you study, you get understanding. But it is meditation that brings revelation. Meditation brings revelation. So you can't go to God, spend 1 hour in prayer, in Jesus' name, amen, and then you stand up and you're going. You have missed it. After you finish praying, you now sit down and close your eyes and let him now speak to you. Prayer is not talking to God, it's communicating with God. That means you talk, I talk. You talk, I talk. So how will you just go after you finish, you walk away? No, he wants to say something you didn't hear and you have moved. And that's how many of us have heard half revelation. And God has not finished speaking. You have gone. My son, I am calling you. Calling you to what? To where? When? How? Which who? You didn't hear the other one. You are just jumped out because you didn't wait to hear the remaining. And that has put many people into. Imagine when God spoke to Abraham, bring down thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest, to a mountain that I will show you. And then he comes to the mountain and he puts the boy on the, and he was about to, and God said, shh, don't kill him again. There is a ram cutting a ticket. Now imagine that he heard the first one and he didn't hear the second one. Many of you will not be alive. Because your parents would have been killing you. What if you heard that your every firstborn? How come I die? Well, they will just be killing you that they are doing God a favor. So many of you hear the first one. You didn't hear the second one. And you are still running with expired revelation. And the syllabus has changed. So number one, God speaks through his word. Number two, God speaks through dreams and visions. I wanted to bring this up because I know a lot of people are dreamers. So please listen, dreams are not part of the gifts of the Spirit. But when you study the word of God, God has spoken to people through a dream. But in the New Testament, many of the reasons why people dream is because that's what they are used to. And God uses dream to call their attention to his word, to his will, or to his way. It's, the dream is now like God's attention. Because he knows that that works for you. So he will just use it to wake you up. When you now wake up, you now say, God, what is the meaning of this dream? The real discussion will now start. So when you look through the Bible, Matthew chapter 2 verse 19, the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. When you look into the Bible, you see that all through scriptures, people dream. Genesis 37, Joseph had a dream. Genesis 41, Pharaoh had a dream. Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. So dreams are pictures. Pictures while you are asleep. So there are motion pictures while you are asleep. And then you wake up, sometimes you forget it, sometimes you remember it. But you can always pray to remember the one you have forgotten. Because one of the activities of the demonic world is to make you to forget what you were told so that you will not be able to act upon it. And then let me say this, for those of you that dream that something is pursuing you, you ate in the dream, satanic caterers are feeding you, somebody, as you saw yourself in a coffin, all those dreams. Now please listen, the master stroke for dreams is this: every time you dream, claim the positive, reject the negative. Case closed. Don't waste your time looking for dream interpreters, because there are some people that their ministry is interpreting dreams. So they will now tell you, and it's not a lie, oh, it's true. They don't want you to do deliverance, that's another curriculum. But it's true. You see yourself wearing your old school uniform, it's backwardness. You see yourself writing exam, things will be difficult for you. You see yourself climbing a hill, things will be difficult. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's not a lie. But let me tell you something. Anytime you dream, don't confuse yourself. Whatever you don't like, reject it. Whatever you like, claim it. So if you have a dream, and inside that dream, you were pregnant and you lost the baby. If you need the baby, Father, thank you because I'm pregnant. I'm not pregnant in the spirit, I'm pregnant physically. Thank you because what belongs to me will not pass me by. Thank you because every agenda of hell to make me to lose my baby, I cancel it. Who is it that says and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded? You cancel the negative and claim the positive. Simple. Stop giving power to all these small, small demons and spirits that don't have power. Stop elevating demons. Hello? So when we talk about visions and dreams, so let's go to visions. Now, there are two types of visions. There is what we call open vision, and there's what we call a trance. Open vision and a trance. So let me try to give you explanation. Now, when you are in a trance, even that trance is like two levels. But let me just deal with one. So when you are in a trance, you are half asleep, half awake. Half asleep, half awake. So you might just doze off. And in that dozing off or just relaxing, you just see like a motion picture. You just come and like, ah, I saw something. So it's like a trance. And then all of a sudden, you are seeing things. Now, so that's a trance. Now, an open vision, you are not sleeping. No. You can be looking like this. And all of a sudden, every other thing around you will become silent. It's like you are taking out of that environment. If they are singing and you are in a vision, you will not be hearing the sound again. Even though they are still singing, you'll be concentrating on another thing that is being told you. And after a few seconds, you start hearing the sound again. It's like if you came out of a realm. Now, so when you look all through the Bible, you see all this. So let me give you Acts 22, verse 17 to 21. You see a trance. Acts chapter 10, from verse 9 to 17. Acts chapter 10 from verse 9 to 17, you see how that Peter was having an encounter in the place of prayer. And then he was awake, but a crow came and he saw all kinds of animals. So that's the state when you seem to be insensitive to the surrounding except on the subject of the vision. But all this happens while they were praying. So let me quickly deal with an issue that I'm seeing happening now that might need to be looked into more critically and more sensitively. And please, at the risk of being misunderstood, I still need to bring this to the body to understand. Now listen. When you go to the cherubim and seraphim, I came from cherubim and seraphim, and I was what we call Omogungbala, army of salvation. We have uniform and cap and hand wood and everything, and we used to go and bath. Our mother would cut soap for us. They have been cutting soap since. So there's a particular soap they call Joy and Lux. Joy again. That, they will cut the soap and with sponge, sponge, not correct sponge. They will now give everybody with like 1/4 or 1/8 of that soap. All of us will now go to the river and be bathing. You will see different stomach, different bonbon. Everybody's bathing. No shame, we are bathing. So I came from that realm. And then there's also the Celestial Church of Christ. Now, in those places, they have what they call trances, where someone will go for days and they will not be conscious. And when they return, they will now return and be sharing revelations. Now, be careful. Because when you now come into Pentecostal, a lot of people are doing some things now that you need to be careful of. All manner of things are happening where they will say, yeah, come, lie down. Boom. And the person will no more be able to function anymore. And they will now say, okay, anybody, wake them up. They will not be able to wake up. Pour water on them, they will not wake up. Put fire on them, they will not wake up. But if I want him to wake up now, he will wake up now. In the name of Jesus, wake up. And the person will wake up and everybody will be clapping. Be careful. What's the purpose of that? You see, there are a lot of mysticism and spiritism that have entered into Pentecostalism. And many of us don't even understand mind games. We don't understand that there are levels of development of the soul that you can get to, where even those that are not born again are operating on some realms. If you know things, there was a guy in the U.S. He's still around. He used to do firework in those days, where people would pay $3,000. And on the last night, they walk on fire. And they'll put coals on fire on the place. And people, by the time they have spent day one, day two, to work on their mind will enter a realm. They will be walking on hot coals of fire, and the fire will not burn them. Because many of us don't understand the way the mind works. So let me do a practical experiment for you now, just to show you. Because I operate in the prophetic, so I know how it works in the spirit. I know how it works in the soul. I know how it works. I don't want to carry myself out there as a prophet, because that's not my core calling. But let me show you how it works, just to understand some of these things. So let's go. So please stand up, man. Keep the book with you. Keep the book with you. Open it, man. Please read one part of the book. Read it.
Okay. Be expectant. If God can't hear you, you can't hear you.
Okay, so stay where you are. So continue reading. She can no more read. Who wrote it? Who read it before? Why can't she read? The only reason why she cannot read it is because when she was reading with her eyes, not with her mind. Eyes don't see. We're all blind. Eyes don't see. If they switch off every light and we're all in darkness, you won't see again. Eyes don't see. They are just there for a reflection of light. Because in him was life, and the light was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness. So the reason why she can no more is because I have taken it beyond her eyesight. But if she knew that I was going to ask, and she memorized it, even though it is no more with her, she can read it off heart because she's now using her mind. So there is a eyesight, there is a mind sight, there's also the sight of the spirit. Are you getting it now? So let's go deeper. So now go home now. So go home now. Now I want to get into your bedroom now. You can see your bed near the wall. There's a rack with shoes on this side. There's a table. Now I'm here. You are here. You could not see what is in front of you. But now I've gone into the soul realm. And I'm taking you on a soul journey. And I'm seeing what you are seeing. So I'm telling you now to go to your room. And you are seeing your room. Because when I say go to your room now, you shut down your eyes. You went into your mind and you went home. But you are still physically here. So if I want to now go deeper into the, if I want to go into the spirit now, if it's a prophetic meeting, all I need to do is as I'm coming, I have prayed, God, whatever you want me to see, Whosoever you want to speak to, I offer myself as a vessel. So as I'm preaching, God will be dropping. That sister on the third row, this. I'm preaching, I'm hearing it, I'm keeping it. Now, I'm hearing the sweet, I'm storing it in my mind. I'm seeing that person needs encouragement. Speak a word, say it's done. I'm hearing in the spirit, I'm storing it in my mind. When I'm true, in order to release the atmosphere, I say, let's worship. As I begin to worship, I'm praying the Holy Spirit. I begin to operate in the prophetic. So if I want to go into a prophetic session with her now, all I need is, because God has not spoken to me about her, all I need is to connect to God in my spirit. And inside me, I humble myself to the Holy Spirit and I ask for a song. So I sing a song that helps my spirit, and I can tell you her name in less than 10 minutes. I can tell you her phone number. I can tell you her house address. I can tell you what's happening between her and her husband. Why? Because I understand the way it works. Do you understand now? But many of us don't get us. So we are now becoming, because you don't hear God for yourself, because you don't know God, you now allow soulish things. So be careful of this trans matter, so that they won't tell you to lie down, and then you will die, and then they wake you again. Oh, time. Because we can't rush this thing. Let me give you. Okay, let me try and deal with some popular ones, since that's where many people. So number, well, let me no more number. So you hear things like God speaks to people audibly. Numbers chapter 12, verse 4 to 9. Numbers 12, 4 to 9. 1 Samuel chapter 3, from verse 1 to 10. God spoke to Samuel, he heard the voice of God. God spoke to Moses, he heard the voice of God. So Samuel was a child, he heard the voice, because no one is too small to hear the voice of God. So when you say God speaks audibly, please listen to this. No one has actually heard the audible voice of God. Because the voice of the Lord, as we saw yesterday, is like thunder. It can break rock. So what happens is, when God speaks, Jesus takes it over. Hands it over to the Spirit. The Spirit, so it's like they have stepped it down, so that it can resonate. Because if God speaks, you will just disintegrate and become sand. If you hear his voice roar, you will just burst and disintegrate. So what you actually hear is not the voice of God, it's the voice of the Spirit of God. That's the one that relates with you, that can break it down to your level. So many times when people hear, like Pastor said, and you look around and say, who said something? It's the Holy Spirit, it's the whispers of the Spirit. You can hear as if somebody called your name. You can hear as if, don't do that. So sometimes you hear that. Not many people have that experience. Maybe 3-4 times in your lifetime, you experience that you're in the bathroom, you just hear that. What's happening? Did you call me? He said, no. So when Samuel heard, he had to go to Eli. He said, did you call me? I said, I didn't call you. Came the second time, he said, do call me? He said, I didn't call you. He said, when next year? He said, speak, Lord. Because by experience, he mentored him into the understanding of the voice of God. Intuition. So let me go back to, God speaks through intuition, or what we call inward witness, or what we call the still small voice. You have heard people say God's feeling. How many of you have heard that? There's a God's feeling. Now, most of the time, that's reflective of being led from the soul. Because when you are knowledgeable of the way things work, there is always a restriction based on knowledge. But this is not just God's feeling, but it feels like a God feeling. It's deep inside your soul. It's not in your soul, it's in your spirit. You just hear it in your spirit, and then there's a lightening up. So that's the intuition. It's like a still small voice. It's like an inward witness. You just know. You can't explain it. You just know. It's like, how do you know? I don't know. I just know. So it's an inward witness. So when you look into the Bible, it says, Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God, for the Spirit of the Lord bears witness with our spirits. So when someone is preaching or speaking, your spirit will be making witness with their spirit that, yes, that's true. Oh, that connects to me. Next, 1 Corinthians 2:11, your human spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:11, your human spirit knows you, and the Spirit of God ministers to your human spirit. 1 Kings 19:12, still small voice. Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So your spirit lightens up from inside. You just gain understanding. There is an enlightenment that comes from the inside. Oh, time is up. So let me stop. So you can go to the website www.olumidemanuel.org/voice. The entire manual is there, free download. Then go to the YouTube channel at Dr. Olumide Emmanuel, DR at Dr. Olumide Emmanuel, and the series is there. It's an honor to have been here. I hope I've helped you in any way. Let's rise up and give thanks to God for this opportunity we have, and just pray in the Holy Spirit in 60 seconds. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Shepherd of my soul, shepherd of my soul. I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. Oh, I have made a choice to listen to your voice. Wherever you may lead,
let that be your prayer. Quiet pasture,
be it in the quiet pasture of my.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.